Am I recording? Holy shit. I haven't done one of these in a while, a solo podcast episode. Hello, for those of you who are just tuning in, new here, my name's Tori Franco. This is the Tori Franco Show. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram. I'm all over the interwebs. And in this episode, oh man, we're getting back into shit. In this episode, I wanted to talk about boundaries, 'cause I feel like I've been dealing with a lot of needing to set boundaries in certain situations in life and with certain people and making myself accessible and in turn being imbalanced and in turn not focusing on the things that are important to me, i.e. this very show that you're either watching on YouTube or listening to. And so I think it's important to talk about, A, what the fuck, where the fuck I've been. Hi, I'm here. But also make a lesson out of it for myself and for you guys. Because I feel like this is a human issue. This is something that people need to deal with. So I guess I should start by saying, Jesus Christ, I've missed doing this. I've missed sitting down and just fucking speaking into a microphone. I have a couple of episodes lined up. My patrons on Patreon have helped a lot with giving feedback on what topics they want me to cover. But I also do have couple of tricks up my own sleeve as well, so definitely stay tuned. There are a lot of things I want to do. I've been very unfocused. I don't know if that's a word, but one of the last solo podcasts that I did, I was talking about how I was a little bit down in the dumps, depressed for whatever fucking reason. I was in a weird place. Doing a lot better now, but still working through things and still, you know, life is fucking life, man. Still navigating through things and navigating through life and trying to kind of, you know, find my footing. And in that, I know myself, I can tend to become very imbalanced, in the sense that I'm focusing more on social affairs than things that are important to me that I want to work on, that, you know, goals that I have. That's not to say I haven't been working on things, but it's been very sparse as of late. And the main reason for that is because I have not been creating boundaries to keep that balance in my life. Maybe there's a sense of feeling a little bit lost. And sometimes when you feel a little lost in any area of your life, you can tend to put your focus into connections with people. You know, I went to Miami. Miami was an amazing fucking trip. If you don't know anything about that, that was a little TikTok meetup with a bunch of TikTok lesbians. We were flown out to Miami to party with a bunch of followers who would purchase tickets. It was an amazing fucking time. There was not one bad moment on that trip outside of me. You know, I had my own little anxieties about certain things, but in the grand scheme of things, looking back on the Miami trip, it was just an incredible trip to connect with people and meet new people for the first time and just bond and have an enjoyable time. I got to meet some of you guys watching or listening, and that was incredible, and I just want to keep doing that. But then sometimes when events like that happen, you get stuck in that go mentality, and that's where I've been, and that is why you have not seen me. Literally right before the trip, I was stuck in a stop, don't want to leave the house mentality. Not because of any, like, bad reasons. I just kind of wanted to, it was something I wanted to do. I've been wanting to read up on fucking all the things that I'm learning about the spirituality. You guys know by now, if you've been listening for a while, for the last year that this podcast has been around, you know that I enjoy learning new things. I'm a very big reader. I'm a nerd. I love to shove my face into books. And so that was what I was doing right before the trip. And then the trip came, and then I came home, and I was high on life, and I was high on connections, and I was like, all right, now I'm just going to constantly be out with friends, and not even drinking, to be quite honest. I haven't been overindulging in alcohol, which is a good thing, because whenever you see my ass wasted, you know it's because I'm not happy in life. And like I said, there are still things that I'm navigating and trying to get through. But overall, I'm pushing forward, and I don't feel the need to get really realistically, don't feel the need to get wasted. There was a fucking video. I'm not even going to talk about it. Just, I was imitating a friend in Miami who was wasted, and I actually ended up taking care of her, putting her to sleep on the trip. And I was imitating her, and it went on somebody's story, and people thought that it was me. People thought I was on drugs. I promise I'm not on drugs, just to clear the fucking air. So yeah, that's where I've been, and I've been feeling the imbalance. And so it feels good to finally sit in front of this camera right now and get back to my own shit, because I feel like I've been focusing on everybody else's shit, and that's where boundaries come in. And there are so many things I can say about setting boundaries. You set boundaries for yourself, right? Let's say you have a goal, you set boundaries to not wear yourself too thin so that you can actually accomplish your own shit. And I am in this place of very hyper-focused on everything else except for myself. And I don't know if that's I don't know if the reason for that is because I don't want to face certain things. I don't want to face myself at times, whatever it is. I'm trying to figure it out. I think there's a piece of me, not to make this completely about myself, but I think there's a piece of me that possibly might not want to focus on all of my goals because I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of, what if I fuck this up? What if I don't do what I set out to do? And so I think that's my own ail, but I think a lot of us have that and don't realize it. And we tend to run away from responsibilities, like, or not responsibilities. We tend to run away from our own goals and dreams and aspirations and hyper focus on other things and other people's goals and aspirations. And it's so much easier for us to help somebody else accomplish their shit than to focus on the work that we want to do to focus to accomplish our shit. That's where I'm at, and that's where boundaries come in, because it's okay to say that word no to people and not explain yourself, and not have to explain. You don't have to ever fucking explain yourself. When somebody asks you to do something, or even in my case, when somebody asks if they can do something for you, if you know that that person's intentions are not to genuinely help you, and I've had situations like this come up where people offered to help with certain things with the podcast, and their intentions were not in the right place, but I said yes anyway, and essentially things happened where boundaries had to be set, and boundaries were not once set, boundaries were not adhered to, and then the person or persons tried to make me look like I was the asshole or the bad guy, when you're not ever, You're never a bad guy for setting boundaries. You're never a bad guy just because it just, let's water it down to somebody likes you. Somebody's interested in you. Just because somebody has some sort of interest in you does not mean you need to reciprocate that or even entertain it. That is not your responsibility. It's not your obligation to do so. And that is where boundaries come in. I struggle with those tremendously. But I'm learning, especially doing this social media and everything that I'm setting out to do, I'm learning that boundaries most definitely need to be drawn. I'm in this place right now, and I can tell you this with the utmost confidence, nobody else is getting my fucking number. If you're out there and you have my number and I've given you my number, consider yourself very lucky. I am no longer making myself accessible to people the way that I've been. And that is a necessity for me to fucking pump the brakes and be like, skirt, nope, sorry. The Tori Franco that you can be a compassionate, loving, caring person, but not wear yourself thin to other people and expend your energy to other people. You don't need to expend your energy to other people in order to be a good-hearted, compassionate person. And I'm learning that as well. So I think it's a lesson for me, but this is also something I know if you're watching and listening to this, you're a like-minded person. It's definitely a lesson for you guys as well. It's okay to not expend energy to other people. It's okay to tell your friends, listen, I'm not coming through tonight. I don't feel like it. Period. You don't need to make up an excuse. You don't need to make up any other excuse or give any other reason. And quite frankly, if your friends or family members don't respect your fucking honesty, your brutal honesty, that, nah, I just don't feel it. My bed is comfortable. My neck pillow is comfortable and I'm watching Harry Potter tonight, or I'm reading my fucking book that I haven't been able to read in a while because I'm literally dealing with all of y'all assholes all the goddamn time. If people can't respect that, they don't respect your boundaries. If you tell somebody, listen, let's just keep this relationship here, and that person continues to push for beyond here, that person is not respecting your boundaries. And I'm at the point where if you do not respect my boundaries, you do not get any piece of me, period. Period. Because I'm out here, and I know you guys are there too, respecting the fuck out of people's boundaries, feelings, considering people's emotions and this and that. Who's considering mine? Who's considering yours? You know what I mean? It's like at the end of the day, and I always preach this, we have to look out for ourselves first. And part of that looking out for ourselves is setting boundaries. And when you don't have boundaries and you can't say no, that is when you wear yourself too thin and you become imbalanced. So I'm working on right now for myself getting back to a balance, you know, getting back to a routine so that I'm not all over the fucking place, so that I'm back to organization, I'm back to being organized. You can have a social life and work on all the things that you want to work on as well. I'm realizing that a lot of this stuff, even tarot readings, I've been putting them on the back burner because A, it's a lot. I've taken on a lot. I've bitten off a lot more than I can chew. And B, I'm so imbalanced that I don't even know where to begin. And you know what? You begin with one single solitary brick, and you lay that brick And then the next day you come back, you lay another brick. And then after a bunch of days, you have an entire wall. You know what I mean? So it's baby steps to creating these boundaries. I can't say, the only thing I can say about creating boundaries, and the only thing that I'm learning in my own life and experience about boundaries is no is the key word. No. Can I have your number? Sorry, no. Can we go out to lunch? No, sorry, we can't. Can you do XYZ? No, I'm sorry, I can't. And no should be fucking good enough. Literally, no should be good enough. If somebody tells me no, I'm not asking, unless it's like my sister or somebody I feel really comfortable with. But if a stranger is like, no, sorry, I'm not asking questions. No means no. You know what I mean? So I think it starts with that. It starts with no. And it's weird when you're trying to set boundaries, right? It's really fucking weird in the beginning to say no, and scary, because you're like, fuck, this person's gonna get mad. And then you build it up and you realize no, if they're a good friend, if they're a good person in your life, they're gonna understand that that's just a boundary for you. That's just something you don't want to do. You know what I mean? I'm fucking tired. I'm tired. I don't know about you guys. I'm tired of being a fucking yes man. I really am. Genuinely. Genuinely fucking tired. And I'm a people pleaser. And that is my fucking issue. Huge issue is that I'm a people pleaser. Probably because I have debilitating insecurities that I have that I've yet to scratch the surface of. And I'm afraid, genuinely, this is my issue. We might get a little deep here. This might be all over the place. And if it is, I apologize. But setting boundaries is so much deeper than just setting boundaries. And if you have it down packed, good for you. I can tell you a majority of the people do not know how to, especially if you're watching this, you probably don't know how to set boundaries in your life. And it's probably because you have the same issues that I do. Insecurities, you're afraid that if you say no, you have nothing else to offer a fucking person. You have nothing else to offer a person other than what you can do for them. And that's your self-worth. That goes back to self-worth. You don't feel like you have anything more to offer than the services that you can give to another person. It's probably why, I'm going to make assumptions about you because this is who I am. It's probably why you're such a giving partner in a relationship. It's probably why, especially in a relationship, it's easier to say no to people that aren't romantic partners. You know what I mean? It's probably why you'll break your fucking back to give a seat to the person that you love and let them sit right on your back. That's probably why you're a good person, you're good-hearted, you're pure-hearted, but you're probably also very scared that if you don't do those things, there is nothing else that you can bring to the fucking table. And that is sad. And that is the reality that I face daily. And I don't know where that came from. I think possibly childhood, honestly. But that is the fucking reality. And you're probably, I can say, this is so much more than creating boundaries, right? You are probably the type of person that when somebody says a falsehood about you, you actually take it to heart and start questioning who the fuck you are as a person, right? So if somebody were to say, you know, well, they're, they never, you never listen. You never take the time to listen to my feelings. Even if that were a falsehood, because you know in your heart that you care more about that person than you do yourself. You'd literally set yourself on fire to keep that person warm, and that's probably who you are. If that person says it to you, you start thinking like, holy shit, do I not listen? Do I have an issue listening? And that again is where boundaries need to come up. It's, boundaries are a form of protection. There's a method to my madness. I'm not just going off on tangents. Boundaries are a form of protection. You have to set mental boundaries just as much as you have to set outside boundaries with people. I guess you could say physical boundaries. There's like a, I don't even know what, that I keep waving into the camera because there's like a piece of fucking dust that keeps floating in the air. Anyway, sorry, I gotta dust this room. Let's just be real about it. Anywho, you have to set mental boundaries too, just as much as you have to set emotional boundaries and physical boundaries. And I, when I say physical boundaries, I mean boundary, not that they're tangible, or, you know, it's not like you're putting cones up around yourself, but boundary, physical boundaries in the sense that in life, when somebody asks you something that to do something that you don't want to do, you can say no. That is, to me, a physical boundary. But then there are emotional boundaries where you don't allow people to dictate your emotions. Not that those, when I say dictate your emotions, I don't mean people who control your emotions are actively trying to do so. But if somebody were to come to you and give you a falsehood about who you are, that's their perception of you. Don't take it as, always take criticism, right? Of course, always take constructive criticism. But if somebody is deflecting onto you because they have issues within themselves, and so they don't want to face those issues, so they're deflecting and saying, well, you're this, you're that, create the boundaries so as not to take on their deflections and lose sight of who you fucking are as a person. You can lose sight of where the fuck you're going, right? Me, for instance, doing all of these things, taking on all of these things, and being so distracted by outside things. Hey, come here. Hey, come there. Hey, I say yes to every fucking group of friends on the same night and literally end up constantly letting people down. So it's like you think you're saying yes to be nice, but you're always going to have to, because it's not realistic to do three things in a night. You're always going to have to let two out of those three people down, because you said yes to all three of them, but you can't do all three of them. You can only do one, realistically. You're one fucking person. So you're letting more people down by saying yes than by simply just being like, no, I have plans with XYZ. No, I have plans with XYZ, and just sticking to the plan that you actually wanted to do. So when that happens, right, and you're constantly go, 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 because you're not afraid. For me, it's not a fear. Maybe you are afraid. But you're constantly go, 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 because you don't want to say no to anybody, right? So any plans that come up, you're like, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. And you have to follow through with them, right? You lose sight of where the fuck you're going, because you're like, wait, hold on. I just got on this person's train. Mine's literally still at the station waiting to take off. You know what I mean? Like, where the fuck am I going? Where's the organization? Where's the structure in life? There is none at that point. That's where I'm at. I'm also kind of in that mental boundary place, you know, where things have been said about me, or whatever. And I'm like, fuck, am I that way? Was I that way? And it's okay to self-reflect. It is totally okay to self-reflect. But it's called self-reflection. When you do that, when you're, oh, am I that way? Off of what somebody else has said about you or their perception of you, again, you start to lose sight of who you are. That's not self-reflection. That's literally allowing another person to paint you when you should be painting you. And again, boundaries need to be put in place in order to avoid that. Protections need to be put in place in order to avoid that. And it's not the other person's fault. It's not. People can have any perception of you that they like or that they see. Everybody's experience of you is different, right? The experience that somebody has of you at the restaurant that gave you the worst service and you had to speak up and speak your mind and get your money back, that manager's experience of you is way different than your mother's experience of you or your fucking ex-lover's experience of you. And different relationships have a different experience of you. And that's okay. That happens. You know, I know that I have certain exes who my experience of those exes might not have been the best, but their new relationship, the experience that that person, the experience of my ex that their new person has, different, very different, you know? So it's okay for people to have perceptions about you. It's not their fault. Whether they're false or not, that's their perception, you know? And that's okay because we all have that. So it's not their fault. It's not their job to pump the brakes, because how the fuck are they going to read your mind and know that they're overstepping a boundary? When we all have our own experiences and our own things that trigger us and our own things that we're willing to tolerate. What I'm willing to tolerate is not something you might be willing to fucking tolerate, and vice versa. So it comes down to, A, you have to figure out what the boundaries are, where you're going to draw them. And then you have to set them. That's the weird part for me, because that requires conversation and communication. And I am a good, I am a decent communicator. We all know I have very many issues being vulnerable, and that's totally fine. But when it comes to articulating how I feel, hello, I have a podcast. Speaking is my forte. Words are my forte. And I know that. So when I finally know what it is I want to fucking say, I say it. And so that's fine. But it can become a little weird. If you're somebody like me needing to set boundaries, when you first start setting boundaries, it can be a little fucking jarring. Because you've never done that before. This is literally what I'm in fucking therapy for, by the way. My therapist is constantly like, hello, are you finding the balance? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you setting boundaries with people? Why do you allow this? Why do you allow that? And it's nobody else's fault but our own. We have to take accountability for the fact that when we give somebody an open door to take advantage of us, if they do it, okay, yeah, are they wrong for taking advantage? Absolutely. But we allowed them because we didn't set the fucking boundary. And that's the whole point. It starts with us. It starts with ourselves. And yeah, that's it. You know, I'm in a place in my life where there are many fucking people pulling at me. I spent the day with one of my friends not too long ago, maybe Thursday. She came here. We went out to lunch together. I hadn't seen her in a while. And we were hanging out. And she's like, why don't you... She's like, you never fucking answer my text messages. Like, it's near impossible to get in touch with you. And I'm like, that's because there are moments where I literally need to check out. Because there are so many people contacting me on a daily fucking basis. Between group chats that I'm in, which are fucking fun, don't get me wrong, and all of the people that I've given my number to, you know what I mean? It's like standing in front of a fire hose and trying to drink water from the fire hose. It's overwhelming at times, and so my ass goes into hermit mode, because while I am a very humble and grateful person for the fact that people tell me that I have this energy that is magnetic, and that's great. And I feel that because I love connecting with people, and I genuinely love people, and I have compassion for people, and that is who I am as a person, regardless, right? While that is something that I am so fucking incredibly grateful for, it can become overwhelming. And so one of my boundaries that I've set, and I'm not having conversations with multiple people, one of the things is, I'll answer when I'm good and ready to answer. I'll answer on my time. And that can seem it can seem a little dickish, but it's necessary. It's necessary. People have most definitely, in my experience, tried to fucking take advantage of my kindness, tried to take my kindness and fucking run with it. And I'm just not down with that. Because if somebody offers me any type of humility in life, I cherish that, almost to a fault, you know? People in my life, like, just do the bare fucking minimum, and I'm grateful for it. Because I don't know why, to be honest. it's probably why none of my relationships have ever worked out. Hence, I'm single. I think also, well, that's a whole nother episode for another time. But, yeah, it's just, I've been feeling the overwhelm lately. I feel like such a fucking brat. But even when people reach out, friends, whoever, and they're like, hey, how you doing? It's like, just stop. But, like, I've gotten to this point of, like, who sent you? I don't trust people's intentions. I'm a very guarded person because I don't set boundaries. It's like when you don't know how to set healthy boundaries, you become a fucking guarded ass person because you're so goddamn used to people taking advantage, people being unkind, people taking your kindness for weakness and running with it, and then trying to flip it on you once you do set a boundary, like you're an asshole. I can't tell if I had a nickel for every time that fucking happened in my life, whether it was somebody I was really close to or just somebody who was offering me help with my social media stuff. Don't get mad at a boundary. Any boundary. Nobody is obligated. You listening, watching, are not obligated, and listen close. You're not obligated to give your fucking energy to anybody. And guess what, honey boo boo? If I lose every goddamn follower I have because I'm not expending my energy any longer to anybody, unless you're willing to expend some sort of energy back. Like, I don't even know. I don't know what to say. Then that's the price you pay for fucking peace of mind, my dude. We're always out here. I'm sure you're the type of person that's like, well, what if I set a boundary and they get mad and they don't want to talk to me anymore? Well, then the trash fucking took itself out, baby. You set your boundary. You laid it all out on the table and they want nothing to do with you. Well, the trash went walking then. The trash grew legs and walked itself out of your fucking life. Because anybody who truly fucking cares about you and your well-being will respect your fucking boundaries. Period. Period. There's not much more to say about this. And maybe I'll have some friends on a later date to talk about this, because I know a lot of people in my life struggle with this. Me being the CEO of struggling with this. But I know a lot of people do. I just don't know what more to say in regards to this topic. I'm at this place where I look around and I'm like, oh, it's okay, cool. It's okay for you to have boundaries. It's okay for you to set boundaries. But the minute I gotta not even come out of my face, the minute I have to be assertive in a loving way about my boundaries, I'm an asshole. I'm somebody who takes advantage. I don't take advantage of anybody. Or at least I try not to. I'm sure I've taken advantage of people before. You know what I'm saying? But like, I try not to. I really do. I try to respect other people's boundaries, maybe to a fault, where I'm seeming like uninterested in relationships or timid almost, you know. I respect people's boundaries, or I try to respect people's boundaries to the umpteenth utmost degree. You know, because you just don't know what another person's limit is. And you don't know until you, this is going to be profound, but you don't know until you fucking find out. And you'll either find out when you cross that limit and they get pissed off at you and have to push your ass back over that boundary, or you'll find out by asking and having a conversation with somebody beforehand. Hey, you okay with this, 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 and this? Hey, yada, 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 right? In my recent past, I've had to articulate boundaries. Hey, this is the situation. I feel most comfortable keeping this sort of relationship going forward. If that has not been respected, or you're trying to push for more than, let's say for instance, I'm in a business relationship with somebody, right? I hire somebody or somebody offers to help in any single way, regardless of what it is, with the podcast, with merch, whatever, right? We have a business relationship and lines get crossed and the other person starts feeling romantic feelings, let's say, or something like that. And that person then gives, you know, talks about their romantic feelings. I would then set a boundary as saying, hey, sorry, lines got crossed. If I didn't feel that way, let's say, I'm sorry, lines got crossed. I'm sorry, things got misconstrued. I don't feel that way. Let's just keep things. Well, first of all, if you can't keep a business relationship with me and solely a business relationship with me, totally understandable. I'll take care of things from here, find somebody else. That's totally fine. If that person takes that option and says, no, I can, it's fine, I'm still willing to work with you, cool. I would then go back to that person and say, okay, I think it's best to just keep it strictly business related for right now, because clearly lines have already been crossed and clearly things have gotten blurred. Let's keep a strictly business relationship going forward. The only answer at that point, because that is not an option, that is a boundary for both people. The only answer at that point should be a resounding good idea. Let's do that. Not, oh, but is this still on the table? Or, oh, but no, because I've already laid my boundary out. I've already said, let's just keep things at a strictly business relationship. That is my boundary being set. You pushing for more is you not respecting my boundary. Therefore, people like that have to go. Because, again, I'm very conscious of trying to respect other people's boundaries in any situation. You can ask my friends that I've made on TikTok, you know, like I'll ask certain questions like, is this okay to joke about? Is this okay? Because you don't know what another person's been through at the end of the day. And that's where I'm at. Is basically what I'm trying to say while going off on multiple tangents. You guys know, if you don't enjoy this sort of thing, by the way, this very conversational, ranty type shit, I don't know what to tell you. Find another podcast to listen to, because this is how I do it. You know, I'm not a structured person. I'm just not. Y'all know that by now. I have a very hard time with structure. I'm working on that. But if this isn't for you, if this isn't the style that is easy to listen to, I understand. But this is how I do it. You know, so I just wanted to say that. But what the fuck was I going to say? See, and now we go off on a tangent and I have no idea what the fuck I was going to say. Yeah, that's where I'm at, is learning how to be lovingly assertive with my boundaries. My boundaries are not a question. Your boundaries should not be a question, you know? Is the guardrail in the middle of the highway that separates one highway going one way and another highway going another, is that guardrail optional? No. That's a boundary that lets drivers know this is your side of the fucking road and that's the oncoming traffic's side of the road. Without that guardrail or boundary there, it'd be fucking chaos. Therefore, your boundaries are not optional. Remember that when people try to push the envelope with your boundaries. They're not, it wasn't an option. My boundary is not an option. It's not a circle yes or no. It's a, this is my fucking boundary. This is what makes me comfortable. And if you can't adhere to it, I'll be perfectly fine and comfortable giving you the door and locking it behind your ass. Period. And that's relationships. That is friendships. That's people I meet on TikTok. That is you guys who, again, I've made myself very fucking accessible to. Some would say, many have said, too accessible. But I love you guys so much. And I appreciate you guys so much. People are like, I can't tell you how many people have come to me and been like, Tori, you make yourself too accessible. Strangers have said it. Followers have fucking said it. Friends, family, you make yourself too accessible. Truth, it is a truth. But the boundaries that I set forth, again, any boundary that is set forth by anybody, it's not just a me thing. This is a lesson for everybody, right? And y'all know, like, I'm not trying to be narcissistic or anything like that when I tell my story. I'm trying to give an anecdote to make everybody listening or watching understand the scenarios. You know what I mean? This is why I love having people on, because I like hearing other people's stories as well, right? But anyway, the boundaries are not optional. Your boundaries are not optional. Mine are not optional. They're guardrails so that people know, stay in your fucking lane. This is your lane. This is the lane that I've given you in my life, because you are now entering into my energy. And my energy, quite frankly, is way too fucking impeccable to fucking taint with your energy if you're not coming with the right energy. Can we just maybe think of that for a second? I'm coming to you, right? Because, again, any relationship is an exchange of energy, right? So I meet you for the first time. I'm entering your energy. You're entering my energy. I'm entering your energy, trying to be, at the very least, trying to be mindful of your fucking boundaries. If you're entering into my energy, not even trying, then why would you deserve to remain in my energy? And part of that, it's a two-way street. A lot, most of the onus, most of the responsibility is on you for dictating. No, I don't want to say dictating. That's an ugly word. For articulating what your boundaries are in every energy exchange that you have. You meet somebody new, hey, I don't tolerate XYZ. I mean, it doesn't have to be a rigid conversation like that. It comes up in conversation, you mention it. If they're a person that belongs in your life, they'll listen to what you have to say. Even in passing. Oh, hey, I remember. I have a friend who, this is kind of funny, but she's not a foot person. She doesn't like her feet being touched. So I wouldn't touch her feet. She doesn't like fart conversations. I don't talk about farts in front of her. I love talking about shits and farting and all of that. It's funny to me. One of her things is that she doesn't quite enjoy that type of conversation. Did she say it to me in that way? Like, oh my God, no. It was a conversation that happened in passing, right? And now I know that that's something that I'm not going to, that's not a friend that I will be talking about farts too, very easily. And that's okay. That's totally okay. Because we could talk about other things that make her comfortable and make her feel good, you know? And that is setting boundaries. You know, you listen. That is the key. You listen to the other person, and the other person listens to you and knows what makes you tick in time, figures out, okay, this is what makes them tick, this is what is okay, and adheres to those things. That's that. And somebody who doesn't adhere to that, quite frankly, depending on how serious of an issue it is, you know, if it's obviously you're not going to dead somebody if they start talking about farts in front of you and you're not particularly comfortable with that. Obviously, we have to use our own discernment. But if you set a serious boundary and somebody doesn't adhere to that, in my humble opinion, and this is advice that I need to take for myself, in my humble opinion, that person needs to fucking go. There are no... Oh, all right, you could probably have a conversation with them the first time they do it, and then if they do it over again and over again and over again and don't respect your boundaries and don't respect your triggers, that person doesn't respect you, period, then, and they need to go. It's like maybe if you do a 3 strikes, you're out type of thing. But if you go past that three strike, well, first of all, there's no going past that 3 strikes because that's all you get, baby. That's all you fucking get. And this is something, like I said, I am not an expert in any of this. This is something I'm actively working on my own. It's restructuring, finding balance within my own life, in my relationships, in my social life, balance between my social life and my professional life, if that's what you want to fucking call it. Balance between all of these things. And it starts with creating boundaries with people and also with things and hobbies. You know what I mean? It's like setting a boundary for... I'm obsessed with tarot cards. You guys know that. I'm obsessed. It's just something I'm so incredibly passionate about. I will be doing more episodes on spirituality and stuff like that. You guys loved that episode that I did with Dina and Bella. I'll probably have them on again, actually. But, you know, that's where my focus is, right? But I even need to set a boundary with that. A, buying tarot cards. I literally have over 40 tarot decks that I've amassed over the course of, what, 3-4 months that I've really gotten into it. I'm obsessed. I have to set boundaries. Like, okay, one deck a fucking month instead of one a week. So it's setting boundaries in life with things that we do for ourselves, but also people, also events. It's just constantly setting boundaries so that we're not overindulging in things, because boundaries keep balance. And my issue in life is imbalance completely, 100%. I hyper-focus. And that is my Achilles fucking heel. It's why I can't get shit done. It's why my tarot readings that my patrons on Patreon have booked with me, a lot of them, I completely, like, I'm so hyper-focused on so many things that I completely forget that I had an appointment scheduled, and I forget to even look at my schedule. So if you're a patron and that has happened, I sincerely fucking apologize. I'm working on being better. please accept me for who I am. I'm very self-aware and I understand that, and I'm trying to hold myself accountable. It is nothing that you have done. It is me. I've been very, very all over the place lately. I will be getting back into tarot readings. I'm also trying not to wear myself too thin with that, so I might shorten the window of time so that I don't have too many back-to-back readings, because that takes a lot of my energy. So I might do like one or two readings in a day and call it, you know, call it quits. So that might back up the tarot readings a little bit, but I promise, if you've wanted a reading or you want a Zoom call and you're a patron of mine and you want to do a Zoom call, I promise, I will be getting to it. I promise it's not something that I'm just kind of leaving behind. I love doing this shit. Also, even with that, you know, I feel like even on Patreon, I've been very generous. It doesn't matter to me what tier you are. I give everybody the same benefits on Patreon, whether you're a dollar patron or a $20 patron. And for me, that is something that I am revisiting, because it's like, wait, the tiers are there for a reason. You know what I mean? And I can offer benefits to dollar patrons, but it's not fair to the higher patrons who pay more, who, you know, are extremely generous, that they get the same benefits as somebody who only pays a dollar. So that, if you are a patron, will be changing. Tarot readings going forward, I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna figure it out, make a video for patrons only anyway. But like I said, I'm all over the fucking place. I'm trying to figure this shit out. I'm trying to get organized. I'm trying to stay focused on certain things that I'm passionate about, that I love. Bear with me. I hope this podcast at the very least gave some sort of clarity to you, or maybe it was a sign to you to set more boundaries in life. If you're seeing yourself in me and what I'm saying, that's a sign that you need to get balanced, maybe a little bit more grounded, and set some boundaries for yourself and set them with other people as well. That's really all I wanted to say. I'm back. I am going to be here. I'm reassessing everything in my life right now, so just bear with me. But I appreciate every single person who's tuned in, continue to give your feedback. I love all of it. I appreciate all of it. I appreciate all of you. I love all of you. And yeah. Happy May. All right. I love you guys. Until next time. Peace out, everybody.